The North Country Children's Clinic, now called the North Country Family Health Center in Watertown, is still working to gain long-term financial stability after nearly closing in October. Now, Joanna Richards reports another Watertown healthcare provider is getting a bailout to stay afloat.
This time, it's Family Counseling Service of Northern New York. Mental health care providers are in short supply in the Watertown area. That's a problem for any community, but it's especially bad for one hosting a heavily deployed Army post.
With Fort Drum, we have a lot more cases of families needing help.
That's Bob Gorman, head of the local United Way. His agency just pitched in $15,000 to help keep family counseling open. He says the group's 1,000 monthly appointments keep people out of more intensive treatment, and that relieves pressure on the overall safety net. But after years of providing $40,000 to $50,000 of annual support, United Way actually withheld money this year. It worried the nonprofit was on a financial cliff with no plan for long-term sustainability. Gorman says it's a difficult situation.
The need has been growing, and like 10 years of war has hurt this community, hurt it in ways that we weren't projected, we couldn't expect, and we haven't been able to fund the answer. We have to come together and provide everybody a way in which these services can be here and be sustainable.
Jefferson County started working with family counseling earlier this year to make it eligible for state funds and contributed $32,000. That's what convinced United Way to kick in, too. And now Samaritan Medical Center is helping the organization rethink its business plan. Gorman says family counseling is far from stable yet, but becoming eligible for state funding is a step in the right direction. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards in Watertown.